The DTSU-666 is an electronic, three-phase energy meter designed for mounting on a DIN rail within a switchboard. Thanks to its built-in RS-485 interface and support for the Modbus RTU protocol, this meter is well-suited to reading real-time data on voltages, currents, and power, allowing for easy integration into your own projects. This is exactly what I'll be demonstrating here, using a ready-made ESP32 board. I bought the DTSU-666 from a Polish online shop for around 250 zloty. The device occupies four standard DIN modules, 72 millimeters wide, in a switchboard, and weighs just under 400 grams. It is also fitted with a backlit LCD display, which allows you to conveniently view the current voltage, currents, and energy metered on individual phases without the need for any additional apps, as well as to configure Modbus. The pack also included a Polish language manual. Connecting the DTSU-666 is fairly straightforward. Even the sticker on the side lists the pins, including the RS-485 port and the pulse output. The RS-485 port is used here for communication via the Modbus RTU protocol, which is widely used in industry. RS-485 itself is merely a physical layer based on a differential signal, providing high resistance to interference and ranges of hundreds of meters. From the microcontroller's perspective, it is handled in exactly the same way as a standard UART serial port, RX and TX pins. However, the signal is not directly compatible. To bring it all together, you need a suitable hardware converter, for example, based on the popular MAX485 chip, or a ready-made board that already has such a transceiver built in. Here, I decided to use the previously featured LilyGo TCAN-485, an ESP32 for learning industrial communication, RS-485, and CAN buses. We simply connect pin A to A and pin B to B. We do not cross-connect from RX to TX, as with UART, because RS-485 is a bus to which we can connect multiple devices in parallel. Communication is managed by a single master device, in this case our ESP32, which pulls the rest of the network. The other devices are known as slaves, in this case the DTSU-666 meter, which simply listen and respond to commands from the master. For longer cables, it is also worth remembering to connect a terminating resistor, usually 120 ohms, at both ends of the bus, which will prevent signal reflections. Modbus is a widely adopted standard for data transmission between machines, which enables the standardized exchange of information through simple frames. The most important concept of this protocol is that all variables read and written are stored in so-called registers. Registers have different types and addresses, which can be found in the documentation. From the table below, we can see that, for example, phase voltages start at register 0x200A, are 32-bit, two registers, and are of type float, i.e. floating point. RS-485 can operate with various port and baud rate settings, whilst Modbus supports various slave IDs. These settings must match between the meter and the firmware. On the meter, they can be changed via the UI. Now you'll need the firmware. The simplest way is probably to write it in Platform I/O, which is an extension for the Visual Studio Code environment. It makes it easier to manage external libraries and automates the download of the appropriate compilers for our board. The project configuration is saved in its entirety in a single platformio.ini file, which greatly simplifies transferring code between different computers. I started with the basics, namely setting up over-the-air, OTA, programming, and a simple website. How to program the Arduino-style Wemos D1 ESP8266 board. Arduino OTA in Platform I/O. Next, I added the Modbus Master Library to the project, my platformio.ini. With the library now added to the project, querying the meter is essentially just a matter of calling a single function. Below is a short code snippet showing how to read the 32-bit voltage value for phase L1, address 0x2006. Please note that after a successful read, we need to combine two 16-bit registers into a single and divide the result by 10, exactly as required by the manufacturer's documentation. The whole process during testing. Results on the web. In the same way, you can access other values from the documentation, such as phase current from 0x200C, total active power, 0x2012, power factor 0x202a, total energy consumed and supplied from 0x101e, or even the mains frequency 0x2044. Full register table. Address, code, parameter description, data type, length, words, read-write, 0000H, rev, software version, signed 1R0001H, U-code, programming code, 1-9999, signed 1R, RW, 0002H, CLR.E, energy reset, 1, clear, energy, signed 1R, RW, 0003H. Net. Selection of mains configuration. 0, 3-phase, 4-wire. 1, 3-phase, 3-wire. Signed 1R, RW, 0006H. IRAT. Current ratio. 1-9999. Signed 1R, RW, 0007H. URAT. Voltage ratio. 0.1-999.9. Signed 1R, RW, 0000AH. DISP. Alternating display time. Seconds. Signed 1R, RW, 0000AH. DISP. Alternating display time. Seconds. Signed 1R, RW, 0000AH. B.LCD. Screen backlight duration. Minutes. Signed 1R, RW, 0000AH. End. Reserved. Signed 1R, RW, 0000AH. Protocol. Protocol selection. 1. DLT-645. 2. N.2. 3. N.1. 4. E.1. 5. O.1. Signed 1R, RW, 0002EH. AUD. Transmission speed. 0, 1200. 1, 2400. 2, 4800. 3, 9600. Signed 1R, RW, 0002EH. ADDR. Modbus address. 1 to 247. Signed 1R, RW, 0002EH. UAB. Phase-to-phase voltage. UAB. Volt times 0.1. Float 2R, 2000H. UBC. UBC phase-to-phase voltage. Volts times 0.1. Float 2R, 2000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 RW2000H, UAB, phase-to-phase voltage, UAB, volts times 0.1, float 2R, 20000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 The internal layout appears to be quite elaborate. MYN12-821K varistors can be seen, used for surge protection, along with 5/80A/2mA current transformers. In summary, integrating the DTS-U666 meter into your own projects relies on handling standard serial communication via an RS-485 converter. Thanks to the libraries available for the ESP32, we can handle the Modbus RTU protocol by calling a single function. This enables automated monitoring of network parameters without being locked into a single manufacturer's closed software ecosystem. We can now freely process the received data and send it on to a display, a database, or perhaps even to Home Assistant. Do you use energy meters with a Modbus interface?